Thank the Lord. I've enjoyed church today. If you got your Bibles, I was not going to preach this, okay? So, I just wrote it down, okay? You can see that, can't you, Brother Jerry? You can tell that's a kind of scribbled a bunch of things on my paper here, on my Bible. If you got your Bibles, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. I want to drive home a point tonight. Drive home a thought. We're ending the Thanksgiving season as far as the holiday. And I want to drive home a thought with you. And I want you to stand with your Bible open to 1 Thessalonians 5 and go down to verse 18. I could read all these short phrases that Paul gave here in Thessalonica, but I'm just going to do one tonight. My heart goes out to folks. We got a lot of folks going through it tonight. And you may not understand why you're going through it, but God's got a big purpose in why you're going through it. I don't understand it all, but he does. Somebody say amen. I want to ask the question of you tonight. How many of you really, honestly, want to be in the perfect will of God? I would say all of you, if you're honest. If you're a Christian, if you're unsaved or a backslider, you might not. But if you really love God, you want to be in the will of God. And I want you to look at verse number 18. It's a strong verse, and it's got some things in it. I'll be honest with you. I sometimes wish Paul wouldn't have put it in there. I mean that. The Bible said, listen to this. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Will the church do this with me? Will you read that verse with me? And let's do it one more time. Do it together. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our Father, we're living in an unthankful world. It seems like folk aren't thankful for what you've done for them. Lord, I pray tonight that you'll help me just drive a point home. And then we'll go home, hopefully rejoicing, hopefully right dead in the middle, in the center of your will. And we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. This is an amazing verse of scripture. In everything, give thanks. Notice something there. Would y'all look at that verse? It does not say for everything. Is that right or wrong? It does not say that. It says in everything. And when we start thinking about in everything, that everything's a big, 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 wide group of things. Am I preaching? Now I'm going to say a few things by introduction on what I'm thankful for, and it's easy to be thankful for. Come on now. I'm thankful for salvation. I want to say this. I'm thankful for God's way of salvation. I'm thankful that he made it by grace through faith. That he did it all, that he's a sovereign God, that I know that I'm saved. I'm thankful for a no-so salvation. These churches up here, by the way, are not having church tonight either. Those churches up here tonight that not even having church tonight, they don't even know they're saved. They're Armenian, at the best. Some of them don't preach salvation, but they might have the Holy Universal Creed. They say, I'm glad that I fell under Holy Ghost conviction. I'm thankful for January 31st, 1973, when the High Sheriff of Heaven came by and saved me, and everybody in this room got saved, knows you're saved, ought to raise your hands out and thankful I'm saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah, yes, hell bound with a hammer down. And God came to you. You didn't make your way to him. You couldn't have made your way to him, but he came to you. Whew. I'm just, this is introduction, okay? I'm thankful that my salvation is secure. I don't have no doubt about it. So I know a lot of people throw rocks at me and says, I don't believe in old damn little doctrine called eternal security. Come on, help me. Us Baptists, we get a lot of grief over that. Come on now. It's the truth. Whatsoever God does, he does forever. How many's glad that he didn't save you to let you hang on yourself? Hope so, maybe so, think so, might so. I'm glad my salvation is secure. Oh, yeah, man, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand, for my Father and I are one. I butchered that verse, but it's still good. Hello. Hey, I'm thankful tonight. I'm thankful tonight for God supplying all my needs. You ought to shout tonight. There's some of us in this room don't know what it means to be really hurting financially. Really hurting in a bad way. Come on, help me right here. Well, God's been good to us. Aren't you glad he supplied your need? He gave most of you more than you ever needed. Huh? Praise God, there's some of you got more cars than you drive. You got them little sport utility vehicles and you got boats, and I don't care. If you get tired of them, I'll take them off your hands. Oh, man, it don't matter. But I'm glad for a God that supplied my need. Now, let me go on. I'm getting to my sermon. Don't worry. But I think sometimes we ought to just call off some things we're thankful for. I'm thankful for my wife, my spouse, and my children. Both my children in church tonight, I'm looking for them. There they are. Praise God, it's good to see them all. I want to tell all of you, I'm thankful for you. You're the best. God couldn't give me two better kids, and God couldn't have gave me two better in-laws, son-in-law and daughter-in-law. My son-in-law's a little rotten, but and I might as well say it, I'm thankful for my little red-headed granddaughter.
Amen.
And I want to say something to that Smith boy right there, Tim. Your little boy was holding my granddaughter's hand. And if we're going to start that mess, you're going to have to put a dowry up, okay? They come walking down the steps, and I don't want to say this, but it's the truth. My granddaughter initiated it. She did. Rotten little thing. I think she done that just to make me upset. But I saw her. Some of y'all ought to raise your hand. Thank God for your kids. Thank God for your spouse. Thank God for your grandkids. Somebody just shout a little bit. Praise him tonight. Thank God. Whew, I thank God for the special people in my life. I got a lot of them. I got a staff I love. I love every one of them. I've got great deacons. I got the greatest church in America. Man, I tell you, I'm a blessed man. You know, some of us take it all for granted, but aren't you thankful tonight for what God's done for you? Somebody help me. I thank God for this choir, man, the greatest choir in America right here. Somebody say amen. And the music, my Lord have mercy. Well, they throw up somebody different every week. Say, Chad, you're doing a good job at that, by the way. Amen. Thank God for Brother Chad. He's doing a great job. I'm for you, son. You're sold out to them. You know what that boy does every day? He comes down here, prays over this choir, gets the music out for this choir, works hard at what he's doing. He was put into that. I threw him in that. But, son, you're doing good. I'm thankful. Got a boy that loves God and wants old timey singing and loves old timey preaching. Somebody help me. I'm glad for our music. Well, glory. You just go to church, ain't got some one of these times you will be thankful for. I pastored the church when I was the best singer in the church. And if I start singing, the flags will fall at half mast. It's a mess. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this building we got. I'm thankful for our buses. Brings everybody in. Amen. I could probably stop, start, and keep on going and name you 35 things I'm thankful for. But that's not what I'm preaching on. It's not at all what I'm going to preach on tonight. I'm going to preach on this, and I'll be done. Why I'm thankful for the things that I'm not thankful for. Let me give it to you again. Why I'm thankful for the things I'm not thankful for. He said, in everything, give thanks. If you've been sick this week, that is in everything, give thanks. If you've struggled this week, that is in everything, give thanks. Let me name four or five of them real quick. Let's just talk number one about our struggles. You said, Preacher Smith, do you struggle? Yes, I struggle. I have my struggles. Sometimes I won't be honest with you, my biggest foe is me. The guy I shave every morning, my biggest problem. And I do struggle. Just like you, I have my ups and I have my downs. And you said, Preacher Smith, you're thankful for struggles? I'm going to say this tonight. I do not believe I'd be the man that I am without the adversity that I've went through. Somebody help me preach tonight. I want you to know something, Brother Jared. You've been through your struggles. I know you have. I remember walking up on that mountain with you. And I'm not trying to bring out things, but walking up there on that mountain and you took that little coffin, put it in the ground. You wanted a boy so bad. And you might say, why? Why did God let me go through that? But I want to tell you a little something about Jared since I've seen that happen to him. Son, he just looked like God's brought him right up. I want you to know something, friend. God's got a purpose in your struggle. Somebody help me preach right there. I tell you what your struggles produce. It produces faith. I tell you what your struggles produce. It produces faithfulness. I tell you what your struggles do. It gives you some purpose in life. Because, see, I believe this with all my heart. God allows us to struggle to help somebody else that struggles. I don't like it. I'm not for it. I'd rather not do it. But God has a purpose for it. Amen. Let me give you another one. As some of our churches facing this sickness. I'm not thankful, listen, for sickness. Are y'all with me? I hate Alzheimer's. My mama went through it. I hate cancer. I'm not thankful for it. But I want you to know something. Sickness has a way of getting you down on your knees and humbling you. When your body is weakened by sickness, there is nothing like it to cause you to lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. When you don't know if you're going to live the next minute, come on now. I want to tell you something. You say, preacher, how are you thankful for it? I'm not thankful for the cancer. I'm not thankful for the sickness. I'm thankful in the sickness because the sickness has produced something in me. Nothing else could have done it. God's not mad at you. Hello. In everything. Hey, some of you, you get sick, you think it's the end of the world. Well, God's got a purpose in it.
Amen.
I wake up every morning. It's almost six now. My heart's been out of rhythm for 10, but that thing really got bad 5 years ago. And I have synaptic something syndrome. That means my pulse goes up here to about 220, but in the same second it goes down to 24. I'm on medicine to keep it down and a pacemaker to keep it from dropping to nothing. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be as transparent as I can be tonight. When I got that, I just about gave up. It upset me so bad. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought I was done. But I gotta tell you something. Since that day I got that sickness, and since I got that affliction, I have found out a new fresh touch from God. I have found out how faithful He is, how wonderful He is, how gracious He is, how marvelous He is, even in sickness. And if it takes sickness to bring me close to God, thank God. Y'all with me? Y'all starting to get the point? How about suffering? Nobody likes anybody to suffer. My buddy back here, hey, Charlie, I know you've been going through some suffering, but you're on the winning side, son. I almost want to come back here and kiss you on the head, Charlie. You're sick, and I know you're sick, and I know you got cancer in them lungs. But I've seen God touch your little tender heart. Yes. And I've seen you love on people like nobody else can love on people. And that man is bad shape. But you see him up on the altar. There's people in my church wouldn't hit the altar if the word was going to come to the end. They wouldn't pray. They're hard-hearted. And I'm thankful for sickness. Not actually for it, Wayne, but in it. Because in it, it's brought me to a place where I pray. It's brought me to a place of reliance on God. Hey, by the way, if God don't give us breath and God don't give us strength and God don't help us tonight, we're not going to make it anyhow. Whew. I hope it's helping some of you. Because here's what we do. We always magnify the good things and tell them how thankful we are. And Jeff, it's some of those bad things that's actually what's made us in life. I'll tell you a fourth one. This may not get you. When God's silent, you say, "What do you mean silent?" There's been some times in my life that I couldn't touch God, feel God, I wonder if He's even there. You say, "What? Why in God's name would God even do that?" I tell you, I got one reason, because He would just like for me to seek His face. I want to tell you what, you know what Job said? He said, "I went forward and I couldn't find Him. I went to my right and He wasn't there. And I went to my left and He wasn't there. I went back and He wasn't there." But He said, "I want you to know something. When I'm through with this trial, I will come forth as gold." God has a purpose of shutting up heaven. I don't understand why sometimes He shuts up heaven, but He does sometimes. And I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful in it.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Because of what it does. I want to tell you what some of us need to do. This kind of message ought to drive us to the altar. Amen. Yes, sir. I don't think I'm the only one struggles here. I don't think I'm the only one who has sickness here. I don't believe I'm the only one that it seems like God's far away here. And you might say, Preacher Smith, it's hard to be thankful. It's hard to be thankful, but you need to be. I'm thankful for the painful things of life that I can't understand. In everything, give thanks. You ever read that verse? For it is the will of God. It did not say for everything. It said in everything. You know what? Listen to me. I'm almost done. I'm about to get this thing off the track. You know why there's some people get bitter? Because they don't see God's hand in their life, even in the bad things. I can point back, Jeff, I can point back at least 5 crises I've had since I pastored here. Some of you been here with me over some of them, some of you others. 5 crises. I want you to know something. I can say this without hesitation. It was the will of God for me. And God used each one of them to take me to another step spiritually. See, God don't want us to be babies. And babies will be babies if all they get spoiled all the time and not have something negative come into their life. And that's why in everything, I'll give thanks. Are y'all with me? Anybody getting this at all? I'm almost done. Whew. It's just a thought hit me, Jared. I just penciled it down. I'm almost done, though. This one here. In everything. Also, when them people are scoffing at you. Hello. You say, Preacher, you have somebody scoff at you? You do too. Everybody has enemies. You know what I have found out? They can go ahead and be bitter. But my job is to even forgive my enemies. Amen. I seen one of them the other day. He hates the ground I'll stand on. Because I ain't going to put up with his foolishness. Hates the ground I stand on. I saw him the other day. Without hypocrisy, I told him I loved him, and I'm glad to see him. And here's what he done. Here's what he done. Mumbled some kind of junk and walked away. By the way, people may forsake you, but when they do, you'll really like it that God will never leave you nor forsake you. And I have found out even in people's scoffing and even in people's denial and even in people's forsaking that there's a God in heaven that is there with me. I'm done. You say, Preacher, what's it cost you to do? It caused me to take prayer more seriously. Let me ask you, church, are you on your knees a lot? See, those negative things will drive you to your knees. It'll increase your faith. Well, I've watched God do some things at this church. There's some of y'all ought to shout. How many believe God's blessed this place? I mean, I'm telling you, but friend, from 1978 that I came here up until tonight, that God has blessed this place. And this drove me to faith and faithfulness. Let me ask you tonight, and duty. I wonder tonight, have you got a little bit bitter and a little angry because of the negatives that's happened in your life recently? You know, Paul wrote that for you. In everything, give thanks. I think you did just before I got to the pulpit. You alluded to Romans 8:28. For what? Church, say it. For all things. Whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean all things? Good and bad work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I've told this story before, but I'm going to finish up with it tonight. My mama and then my mother-in-law and my wife, they are biscuit-making people. I'd probably be 175 pounds if it wasn't for me overdosing on biscuits. And one day Marguerite was making some of her famous cat head biscuits. Them things are so good, I just thought, well, I'm going to watch her. I'm going to watch the master work. She put all kinds. She put some buttermilk in them things. You might like buttermilk. I hate buttermilk by itself. You like it? I don't even like anybody likes it, okay? And she put some Crisco and all kinds of stuff in that thing. Mixed it up. I want you to know something, Susie. She said, come here and take your little handful and eat it. I stuck my finger down in that thing. And I want y'all to know what I done. That's the most ungodly tasting thing that I ever seen in my life. But hold it, Jeff. Then she put it in the oven and cooked it a while. See, sometimes God allows us to go to the oven and cooks us a while to burn the dross off. And then she brought them things. And by the way, my wife makes them, I like them with that real, that top on that thing's, but not burnt, but just real close. And I get about a pound of real butter. If you don't real butter, that margarine will kill you. Got me about a half a pound of real butter. You're smiling, boy. You ever have one then? Got that old cat head biscuit, opened it up, and put that real butter in that thing, and it started dripping, and I put my mouth, and I'm doing it. But son, it was the awfulest concoction, the awfulest stuff I've ever seen mixed up in my life, but become the greatest physical blessing. And when you put gravy on it, it really is good. Are y'all with me? You might not like all the ingredients that come across your life, but when they're all mixed up and when they're all stirred up and we all go in the oven, there's something precious come out. He even says it's like this: you'll come forth as gold tried in the fire, Brother Wayne. Wayne, I'm going to tell you, there's just something about God allowing us to go in the furnace. I don't like it. I know you don't like it, but I'm glad what it produces. It produces humility. It produces faith. It produces a power with God. Do you want that in everything? Amen. That's why I'm thankful for the things I'm not thankful for. Stand up with me. Heads bowed. I can ask you everything you're thankful for. But let me ask you tonight. Wonder how many of you are going through some kind of something that is not pleasant, but God's begging you to be faithful in it. There's folks coming to the altar right now. Wonder how many slip your hands up and say, preacher, I've been in some trials, some burdens, I'm facing stuff right now. It's not pleasant. But that you showed me in everything. Give I wonder if how many could come down and even thank God for what he's producing in your life through those hard, difficult times that you're going through. Father, thank you tonight for this little message. I didn't even come to prepared to preach it. But I hope it helps somebody. Hope it touched somebody. Hope it moves on somebody and gives them faith. Brings them to their knees. In Jesus' name. Amen. Keep coming. Keep coming. I'd come tonight. Well, I'm thankful for the things I'm not thankful for. Some of you are facing battles. You're wondering, why God? Why is this happening? Why is it happening to me? Why am I having such a difficult time? God's getting ready to do something big in your life. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Thy great salvation.
Keep coming. Keep coming. Yes. Keep coming. Yes, thank you, Lord.
For saving my
soul. Are you coming? How many of you? It's been hard to sleep lately. You've been having difficult times physically, emotionally. God is trying to bring something special out of your life.
For giving to me.
Yes.
Thy great salvation.
Yes. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Well, bless His name. Bless you, Charlie. I love you, Charlie. Amen.